Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. The Bible says that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. If you're born again, you overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You must walk by faith if you're going to overcome in your Christian walk. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. I'll tell you, faith's important. In the last broadcast, we talked about why faith was important. We saw the fact that we're saved by our faith. We receive the Holy Spirit through our faith. We've been made righteous by faith. We've been sanctified by faith. We're a child of God by faith. We have access into the grace of God by faith. We walk step by step by faith. We live by faith. We please God with it. We are blessed. The blessings of God come into manifestation through our faith. Our rights are revealed from faith to faith. We have victory and we're kept by the power of God through faith. And we have boldness and access with confidence into the heavenlies to take authority over the works of the enemy through our faith. We quench all the fiery darts of the wicked by faith. We stand by faith. Christ dwells in our heart by faith. And it brings forth joy in us through our faith. We comfort others by faith. And we receive healing and deliverance through our faith. Faith is important. We're going to continue on this subject today. I hope that you're listening to all these broadcasts because we're going to be going step by step, imparting the Word of God in you, the truth concerning the real God kind of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9 says this, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. It reveals the fact that faith is one of the mysteries in the Word of God. It is a mystery. It is something that is revealed spiritually. It is not something that is understood naturally. You don't understand the way of faith with your carnal-minded attitude or with your senses. You understand it through the revelation of the Word of God. It is one of the mysteries and is given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So it's given unto you to understand the mystery of faith. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 says, there's one Lord, there's one faith, one baptism. And this is talking about that which operates in the realm of the Spirit. We have one Lord, we have one faith, and we have one baptism that makes a change in us spiritually when we receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. This one faith we have is the God kind of faith. You know, humans can have a faith. There's a natural faith as such, but we're talking about the God kind of faith, the real faith that is going to cause you to walk in the Spirit, walk in victory, receive the promises of God, take authority over the devil, and destroy his works under your foot. You know, Ephesians 4:13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. God is at work to try to bring the body of Christ to the unity of the faith. And we need to get in His Word and understand the ways of faith so that we can be in the unity of the faith, praise God. There's a scripture in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. It talks about us striving together with one mind for the faith of the gospel. See, we got to get in the Word of God. We got to know the truth because God's Word brings forth faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as you strive for the faith. We're striving together for the faith. Why? Because we have an enemy that tries to deter us and keep us away from walking in the God kind of faith. Remember, when you're walking in faith, you're going to see the promises of God come to pass. You're going to be healed. You're going to be delivered. You're going to be victorious. You're going to be kept by the power of God. You're going to be overcoming the fiery darts of the wicked one. You're going to be walking in victory in your life. Praise the Lord. Jude chapter 1, verse 3 declares, he says, that he wrote unto them of the common salvation, as it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We're going to earnestly contend for the faith. earnestly contend because we have an enemy. Satan comes to try to stop your faith. The devil is your adversary, trying to get to you, to block you from walking by faith. Remember, faith always brings victory when we walk by it. Now there's a scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. And the Bible declares that we are to fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, the promises of God. We do it with our faith, which we're called unto. And we profess a good profession, that is, speaking forth a good report, confessing the Word of God, which is holding fast our faith. God wants you to realize that faith is a fight. You're going to fight the good fight of faith, but so that you operate in the realm of the Spirit, and that you walk in the Spirit so you can see the victory of the Lord be manifest in your life. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest is charity." Love, which is charity, of course, is the greatest. But there's three important things to abide in you: faith, hope, and love. These things are to be abiding in you at all time. In fact, when Jesus comes back on the earth, it says, "I tell you that when he comes back with the Son of Man, shall he find faith on the earth." When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? That's in Luke 18:8. See, he's looking for faith. He's moved by faith. Remember when he came around all those sick people? He was moved by the one who operated in faith. Remember when those people pressed him against him and they were all touching him? But one of them was healed because one of them tapped into the healing power of God with their faith. As you understand how to operate your faith, you're going to understand how to receive from the Lord. And this is important. Too many Christians are out there just kind of waiting on God for whatever God wants to do. Kind of "if it be thy will" attitude towards God. Just kind of let God have his way, failing to realize that God has already given us all the promises of God. All the promises of God are already ours, and we are to receive them through the prayer of faith. And he's also given us authority over the devil, and we can take authority over all of the works of the devil, and that's going to happen with our faith coming against the enemy. We use our faith to move mountains. We use our faith to pull down the strongholds of the enemy in our life. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Realize that. All things are possible to them that believeth. Do you have some needs in your life? All things are possible to you if you are a believer and walking in the real God kind of faith. You know, this one who had the great faith, the centurion, Jesus said, "As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." His servant was healed in the selfsame hour because he operated with the God kind of faith. In Matthew 9:29, this is the blind men that got healed, but it wasn't through Jesus' faith, it was through their faith. When Jesus touched their eyes, he said to them, "According to your faith be it unto you." Your faith is going to take hold of the power of God to bring forth God's promises in your life. You must realize that you must walk by faith to move in the realm of the Spirit, to see God's power work for you and see the promises of God come to pass. Now, do you have faith? The answer is yes. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith." How did you get this like precious faith? It says, "like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." When you got born again and you made Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior, you were made in right standing with him. You're now made the righteousness of God. You are right with him. And when, because of the fact that you're right with him and you have his Spirit, you have his faith. And in fact, the Bible says that we've obtained like precious faith. Your faith is precious, and you need to realize this. This is holy faith. This is precious faith. You need to never question that your faith, thinking your faith won't do the job or won't bring forth victory. Your faith always will produce results when you operate in the real God kind of faith. He's given to every one of us like precious faith. Don't think that your faith is not as good as someone else's. That's a lie. It's like precious faith. We all have faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. The Bible says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He's given every single one of us the measure of faith. You have the faith. If you're born again, you have the faith of Jesus Christ. You have a spirit of faith. This is a spiritual force, a spirit of faith that is dwelling in you. And you are to operate that spirit of faith as you walk by it and release it. It is your servant and is going to go forth and do things for you to bring forth the will of God in your life. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. God would never tell us to walk by something if we didn't have it. You do have the faith of God. You have like precious faith. You have the measure of faith. And you're going to walk by it step by step. Now, whose faith is it? Whose faith do you have? This is the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20 says this, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, where did you get the faith of the Son of God? You got it when you got His Spirit. What do you get when you're born again? You get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That is Christ dwelling in you. That's the new you. Remember, the old you is dead. It was crucified and gone. But now there's a new you, and the new you is Christ living in you. And now you have a flesh, and you, as you live in the flesh, you don't live by the way of the flesh. You live by the faith of the Son of God. You have a spirit of faith dwelling in you. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who's the author of it? Jesus is, because you have His Spirit. He's the author of it, and He's also the finisher. A finisher means a developer, someone who develops something, like someone who finishes a piece of wood or something. He's developing that, fine-tuning it, and developing it into what He wants. And your faith is to grow exceedingly. He is the author and the finisher or developer of our faith. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus said, have faith in God. Or more literally, it means have the faith of God. That's in the genitive, faith of God. Have the faith of God. Well, He wouldn't tell us to have the faith of God if we didn't already have a spirit of faith to be operative in our life. You must realize you have faith. You have like precious faith, the measure of faith, and you're going to walk by it. It is the faith of Jesus Christ that you have, and it's going to move your mountains, and you are going to be victorious. You can use it, and remember, the born-again child of God gets the victory through his faith. It is important for you to believe that you have a spirit of faith. Operate this spirit of faith. Start using your faith in prayer, using your faith against the enemy, and watch God move your mountains and bring the promises of God to pass. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.